All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar calling over to the UK to speak with today's guest, Valerie Denise. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks, Jess. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what, you're in London now?
Yeah, I'm in London. Amazing weather. Great.
Well, what's it doing? Do you have nice weather or is it raining today?
Not raining. The clouds are all down. So far it's cool, but it's going to start raining anytime soon, I guess. You know how it is over here.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually over there in 1994, and I loved it. I want to go. It's my dream to go back, so one of these days.
Okay, well, maybe in 2014.
Yeah.
You can celebrate the 20th anniversary of last time you went there.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. That would be good timing. That's a good idea.
Yeah, cool.
So let's talk about the latest band that you're now a part of, Mouth of Ghosts.
Yes, the Mouth of Ghosts. Great. Yeah, it's actually a band that I recently joined in March, so everything's pretty recent for me. But they've been going on for now a year and a half together. So amazing stuff they're doing. And obviously, when I joined them, I was very excited to start playing with them.
Now, how did that come about? How did you meet up with them, and how did you eventually join the band?
Well, I was living in Paris, and I moved to London, a year ago. And I was actually advertising for myself, looking for jobs in the music industry, and looking for a job as a singer and a musician. And I think Simon was looking for an extra member of the band, and he came across my profile. So he just comes to me, and we actually had a great feeling together. So next thing I know, we're signed.
Oh, that's cool.
Everything went very, very quickly. I mean, it's great. It's great.
So you signed
from my perspective, obviously.
Yeah, but, absolutely. So you signed with Red Dragon Records.
Yeah, we just got signed with Red Dragon Records, and everything's been going pretty quickly now. We just have loads of upcoming gigs in October, and it's very, very exciting.
That's cool. Now, how would you describe your sound? I listened to your songs, and you have some samples on the Mouth of Ghosts website, but let's hear you describe it. What does it mean to you?
To me, I would say it's a mixture of different sounds that you can hear. It's obviously mainly trip-hop influenced, and also you can hear a lot of rock and pop rock music in it. Very, very strong vocals, and I think it's quite wide, the way the songs are recorded. The guitars are very strong, the vocals are very powerful, and the drums we're trying to change and to make a bit of variation, especially on the live set. But trip-hop, pop rock,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's very, the way you view your music is very subjective. It's difficult to have an objective about it. But that's how I see it.
Well, trip-hop to me, my first taste of trip-hop, I guess, was in the 90s or the late 90s with Portishead.
Yes, exactly.
So a big fan of that band. But as for trip-hop here in America, I didn't hear a whole lot more than that. At least it wasn't on the radio, you know?
Yeah. Well, Portishead is a massive, massive influence of ours. I mean, Simon is the main songwriter of the band. And Portishead is definitely the main influence. Trip-hop, I mean, it's really in between trip-hop and pop-hop, because you can definitely hear the resemblance with bands like Portishead, the way Alice sings, and it's quite always, very high and sometimes extremely subtle. They're probably less of the urban sound and the scratches and that kind of thing that you will find in Portishead. That's the part that we don't have. But that's where the pop rock comes in, and other influences probably more the Cure, for example, that you will hear, and that's where it comes in.
Well, I'm a fan of all of that. I love how trip hop can express so many different emotions with that one musical style, and like you're saying, you mix in a little bit of pop.